This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Police trying to figure out why a gunman opened fire on the streets of Philadelphia last night, killing five people and wounding two others before surrendering, they say, during a police chase. The AP's Donna Warder.
In a news conference carried by WPVI in Philadelphia, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says there were police nearby who chased down the gunman as he continued to fire.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did.
Outlaw says the gunman is a 40-year-old man.
We have absolutely no idea why this happened. Like I said, we have this person in custody. We're doing what we can to positively identify this person.
The shooting happened a day after gunfire at a block party in Baltimore left two people dead and 28 others wounded. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities in Texas say three people were killed and eight people were injured when gunfire erupted following a local festival. The shooting in Fort Worth happened last night in the Como neighborhood in the city's southwest. This comes as a community in Illinois marks 1 year since a deadly shooting at a July 4th parade. The AP's Jennifer King.
The annual July 4th parade won't be held in the North Shore Chicago suburb of Highland Park today. Instead, the town is holding a remembrance ceremony with remarks by the mayor, music, and a moment of silence at 10:14 a.m. when police say the first shots rang out during 2022's parade when a shooter took seven lives and wounded dozens of people. A series of events meant to reclaim the day for a traumatized community include a walk along the parade route with no floats or performers, a picnic, a concert with actor Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band, and an evening drone show. I'm Jennifer King.
Many Americans who are planning to celebrate July 4th today are in the path of some severe thunderstorms, says the Weather Service, parts of the central Great Plains and into the upper Midwest. This is AP News. Now to tonight's July 4th celebration on the National Mall. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
The PBS Live special, A Capital Fourth, will showcase the National Independence Day celebration from Washington. Babyface, Boyz II Men, Belinda Carlisle, Maddie and Tay, Charles Esten, Adrian Warren, Renee Fleming, and the band Chicago will perform on the National Mall to mark Independence Day. Babyface says Independence Days of his youth meant family gatherings in Indianapolis.
We'd spend the whole day and end up the day with sparklers and running around the yard with sparklers.
Trumpeter Lee Locknane of Chicago is a big fan of the 4th of July. Is Saturday in the Park going to be one of the songs they play?
It is!
A Capital Fourth airs on PBS stations. I'm Margie Zarletta.
If you're traveling today, gas is $3.52 a gallon. Last July 4th, it was $4.80 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.